Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The push to promote Philadelphia as a travel destination for the country's 250th anniversary begins in earnest today, 249 years to the day after the founding fathers chose the name United States of America. So what is the city's tourism strategy? Here's KYW's Vic Raghupathy with the answer.
With America turning 250 next year, it's no secret that Philadelphia is positioning itself front and center in the celebration, considering the pivotal role the city played in the revolution. Neil Frauenglass is the chief marketing officer for Visit Philadelphia.
We're hoping to see an increase of 10 to 20% of visitation and economic impact than we have over the course of a regular year.
For context, in 2024, Visit Philadelphia says the city saw 26.6 million visitors, and the five-county region welcomed nearly 44 million. Big sporting events like the World Cup, MLB All-Star Game, and PGA Championship are sure to drive tourism, but Frauenglass says there will be plenty for the non-sports fan as well.
Franklin Universal Exhibit, TED Democracy happening over the summer, the Flower Show, Rocky Day. We have a calendar of events.
You can find that on Visit Philly's website, and tourism officials are hoping a year of celebrating history, art, sports, and food will shed new light on a city that's been part of America from the beginning.
It is an opportunity for us to be on the world stage, to show off our city in a way that we've never done before.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.